going to spend some time with one of our more interesting music-making groups in town, the group Folk Inception. Let's get a sense of one of the sounds that they make.
Seems my dreams have become things I never dreamed I'd be dreaming of. I cannot lie, the person I used to be is not the me I've become.
The sound of Folk Inception, and a couple members are with me. Matt Mitchell, good morning, Matt.
Morning.
And Heather Montgomery. Hello, Heather.
Good morning.
And right away, I was first, when I even heard of this band being started, I loved the sense of the name Folk Inception, and I think we're starting with a little of the sound of folk, which was one of your roots. Would you agree to that? That was one of the starting points and the reason that you put that name, that word into your name?
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's just sort of at the root of our foundation. The sound has sort of evolved and been built off that folky Americana foundation. Mm-hmm. It describes us pretty well, but I think we also transcend that genre a little bit too, so that becomes a little tricky. I think people have an instant idea of our sound, but just because of the name, that isn't always accurate, but...
Yeah. Well, hopefully in the next half hour we'll be able to cover a lot of that, because I think it's, that's one of the things that's fascinated me of the band. And the other is the range of the players who have formed into the band. So even though we're not doing a big history of Folk Inception, let's talk a little bit about how it's grown in terms of people and instruments.
Yeah, so we all lived in the Perry neighborhood, and our guitar player Jeff was the original owner of the Lantern. So we all sort of met in the neighborhood drinking beers at his bar, and I had a gig lined up, and the band for that gig backed out. That's how we came together. And we have a lot of talented people with, you know, different diverse skill sets.
Yeah. Well, one of them in front of me, Heather Montgomery, we know her as the string teacher at Sacagawea Middle School, right?
Yep.
And as a conductor for the Spokane Youth Orchestra.
Yes.
And as a violist that plays in orchestras from time to time, and as a passionate aficionado of musical theater and a few other things, right?
Sure, yes.
but then here you in the band, you play your viola, you sing, you talk about your being in this group.
I wasn't actually an original member. It took about half a year, and I ended up subbing for someone in the band and then just sort of staying forever. But I actually play violin in the band. I decided it was better contrast with John Battelli's cello. Although on the album I did record, like that last one, I recorded on my viola because I thought it had a nicer, richer sound.
Sure. And then briefly, some of the other instruments and some of the range of their talents in the band. Talk about them.
Sure. John Battelli plays cello, and he should be walking in here any second. We have Jeff Nordvall on electric guitar. Kerry plays bass. And then Kent on the drums. Mm-hmm. And who am I forgetting? Is that everyone?
That's it.
The other thing I've observed in the band, you have some versatility, don't you, that some people can kind of move around from time to time?
Right, yeah. Sometimes Heather will play piano or organ, and I'll play.
Seth can play the drums, and Kent Uland, our drummer, is he actually also plays guitar and sings as the Holy Broke. Mm-hmm. And
he can do it all.
Yeah, he can do a lot of shit. And he sings in the band, and as does Jeff. Yeah.
Right. So how does that influence this band and what you do, what you choose to do in finding material and how the material evolves, having all of these interesting, multi-talented people?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, in theory it might not work having just all these different backgrounds, but I think we just found the right personnel, which I think, you know, beyond musical talent is almost more important to find the right people. So I feel really blessed that we have a band that mm-hmm. likes to hang out together and make music together mm-hmm. and take our, you know, diverse backgrounds and skill sets and influences, and somehow it comes together in a cohesive, mm-hmm. you know, production of music.
And you folks have been hardworking enough, aggressive enough, worked at getting gigs, marketing yourselves, the concert you did with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony and many other things that you've done. And so you've also just made a CD, which is one of our excuses for doing this right now. We're going to hear pieces from this CD, which is being released just this weekend. So is it safe to say this is that we're getting the jump on it? This is the first big public hearing of some things from this CD right now?
Yeah, I think it's definitely one of them. The Inlander's currently doing a live exclusive stream, so through their website mm-hmm. you can listen to the album in its entirety for probably another week or so. July 20th, it'll be available for sale through our website, folkinception.com, or through iTunes. It'll be on mm-hmm. Spotify and all that jazz.
Okay. Well, let's launch into a few tunes that we've decided on. What about the tune Wonder?
Wonder is one of our oldest songs on this record, and I think it's the closestly related to the previous album, but it was like a transition tune.
So this has a bit of a sense of origin to the group Folk Inception. Let's hear it.
Why must I wonder just where the time's gone, when I'd rather complain of the days going long? I rise before the sun and go down after it's gone, just trading each day for a time further on. Do you know what I mean? Do you know how it goes? Do you work like a dog and never get thrown no bones? Is it cold outside? Are you out on your own? Better hold yourself tight, just try to keep warm.
the group Folk Inception, the song written by Matt Mitchell, as all these are, and called Wonder, and then fleshed out and created by the whole band that we've already described pretty well from this album Great Northern. It's coming out publicly in about a week. Back to you, Matt, and the oldest, most cliched question in the book that one asks of songwriters: where does the song come from? You know, it's a question we can't avoid. Is it a riff gets in your head, a musical riff, a word riff? Where does it start?
I think to generalize, the majority of the songs come as like a melody and lyrics first. And sometimes the song starts, and then I realize later what it seems to be about to me. But I think it's a strength, hopefully, of the songs that people can have their own interpretations of.
Well, of course, of what the final meaning is. But but really, it's just that starting point. You'll be walking along, and a few words and notes just kind of come together in your brain.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know. I think my whole life I've always had really bad songs stuck in my head, and just lately they seem to be better songs, so that's a blessing. But yeah, I'll be like hiking and I'll think of, you know, some lyrics and start humming to myself, and then I do a lot of quick recordings on my phone.
Sure.
And I've kept a lot of songs that way and gone back to them and been like, oh, this works.
That wasn't as bad. That wasn't so bad.
Right.
I suppose occasionally. Why did I like that?
Oh yeah. The early stuff. I need to burn that pretty quick here.
Yeah. And the songs of Folk Inception. Then we talked earlier about how they extend. Everybody sings, it sounds like, from the vocals in there.
For the most part, we have some sing along moments. The primary singers now are myself, Heather, Jeff, and Kent, the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
But Seth and JB will jump in time to time.
Yeah.
Well, on that one, we got to record some of this album in a beautiful lodge in Montana with our producer, Chris White, that we rented for a week. And we did chorus vocals where we used that beautiful resonance of the lodge on that particular track.
So. Nice. So an extension of what you were saying earlier, that there really is, you know, it's the personal social bonding of the group.
Mm-hmm.
Integral to your music making.
Absolutely.
That gets to happen. Going through about three more of these songs from this new album, the album called Great Northern, we were thinking about Leatherheart. What should we know about Leatherheart and how it's different than the others?
Leatherheart's a quieter tune. It's just sort of about heartbreak and healing and resiliency and, that's what I'll say about that.
Then let's hear it.
This leather heart can't be broken. It only weathers with time. It might be worn by another, but it'll soften up just fine. I thought I knew this story, memorized every line. I guess it's nothing but a plot line twisting on a dime. I got a pocket full of change that I'd rather not spend. This leather heart won't break, but it's gonna have to bend. The next time you use it, man, I hope it's on a friend. Really gets me, ain't me, it's this ringing in my head. A melancholy melody filling up this leather heart with dread. The music we made, the songs we sung, are gonna lie with you in bed. And as your new
lover sleeps, that old record is gonna spin. I got a pocket full of change that I'd rather not spend. This leather heart won't break, but it's gonna have to bend. The next time you use it, man, I hope it's on a friend.
Leather Heart from the group Folk Inception. I like that line a lot. This leather heart won't break, but it's got a bend. Mm-hmm. And Matt Mitchell, who wrote this song, there's some relational and personal aspects to this song for you.
Yeah. You know, I think sometimes there's not a lot of productive outlets when you're involved in situations, and music seems to be a good outlet for that sometimes.
Certainly is. Joining us in the room also, in addition to Matt Mitchell and Heather Montgomery, is John Battelli, the cellist of the group. And John, we've already talked some about the fact that this group has really risen. A lot of people are aware of it, and it's done a lot of interesting things. Aren't you kind of some of the energy behind those less exciting and necessary things of a band, of the organizing and making the business happen in a certain way?
I suppose so. I do have a curiously deep battery reserve, and there's a lot of running around and moving chess pieces around the board that I think Matt and I don't mind taking on. And we've had some really neat outcomes. Some very fun projects. We talked with you earlier in the year mm-hmm. about working with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony mm-hmm. and doing a big orchestration project. Mm-hmm. And that took a lot of phone calls and a lot of emails and logistics. And, you know, that's one of the fun aspects. I think when you look back and think about how much stuff it's taken to get everything done, it almost seems like a daunting task. We were loading the trailer last night and thinking, boy, how many times have we done this? If I knew. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's amazing. You know, this is a group of people who are all busy with professional lives. We're not really trying to make it, and it's a wonderful outlet for ourselves, and we're experiencing a great deal of success, and the most important thing is along the way we're having so much fun, and mm-hmm. we all care for and love one another. We've been friends for... Boy, it's over six
it's
years
a long
now.
Time, yeah. Yeah.
It's I can't imagine my life without Folk Inception. It's one of the best things going on, and so it makes it pretty easy to do all those little extras.
Sure. And when the themes throughout this discussion has been the different sounds, the different talents, different instrumental talents, and therefore different results you can get, and I think that's going to be obvious in Early Grave. Anything you want to say about Early Grave on the way into it?
This song was written in the midst of, every once in a while, I think with all our jobs, we get sort of thrown through the gauntlet and working late. And, this song's sort of about that and, you know, putting all your time into working for the man, you know? So yeah, this is definitely a different sound, more rock and roll for sure.
It's Folk Inception's tune, Early Grave.
I seem to see, you know, the blessed life continues.
Conception's tune, Early Grave, written by Matt Mitchell, but I think a great example in there, especially in the instrumental break, of the range of sounds that that this group creates. And speaking of range of sounds, we brought you into the conversation, John Battelli, just a little bit ago. You have a triple life at least. You do have a day job too. But in addition to playing in this group, you're a cellist with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony. So talk about that dream that became a reality of expanding toward a symphony gig.
You bet. We had the opportunity to, on the players committee in the symphony, when we were dreaming up fun things that we might do in future seasons, we thought, how fun would it be to play with a band on stage? And at one point, we thought there might be a couple other bands. And in the end, the availability, it became an opportunity for Full Conception. And we had some funny discussions among ourselves about how do we write all the music, and kind of evolved from thinking we might take it on to realizing that's an incredibly nuanced and a lot of skill required kind of thing. And we reached out to Hans-Peter Preu, who is Spokane Symphony conductor Eckhart Preu's brother, and Hans lives in Germany, and he had done some orchestration for one of the Terrain events, and he was happy to work with us, and we sent recordings to Hans in Germany, and he created full scores for three of our songs, and then it was about a year-long project to both get everything written, get ourselves on the schedule, plan rehearsals, and we ultimately had just a fantastic time performing with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony this past January. And something that was really neat was that our producer, Chris White, came to the concert, and he just was really taken by the effect. And we thought, man, if there's a way to do this on the record, it would be worth the effort. And so a big shout out to all the members of the Coeur d'Alene Symphony who came to play as volunteers for a recording session. We all gathered at Holy Names Music Center one night, and Phil Baldwin, who's our concertmaster in Coeur d'Alene and our assistant conductor, he came and conducted the group, and Chris set up microphones all over the room, and it was kind of a duct tape and bailing wire kind of recording session. And in one night, we recorded tracks for two of our songs, ended up putting one of them on the album, and a second song, Dreams, we might release as an LP with the alternative version. But Great Northern, the title track of the album, the score was just fantastic, and it really takes the song to a next level. And so Track one on the record includes about 30 local and regional musicians who are backing the band. And once again, we're super grateful to Chris White and Phil Baldwin and Hans-Peter Proy and all of the folks who came to play. Their names are in the liner notes. So
yeah, I so appreciate all of those people. It was so neat. Like, I played viola in the orchestra when we recorded, and I looked around and there were kids that I knew from Youth Symphony playing in the violins, and like teacher friends and Coeur d'Alene Symphony people, and all of these people I knew from all around town. And it was like, I felt so, it was so special that they all volunteered to come record with us.
That's right. And we had some very talented Spokane musicians come in and sit principals, and didn't have a lot of equipment. So if you can picture in-ear monitors, there was kind of one in each section and everybody following the leader. And the conductor had one headphone over one ear and one ear out listening to the orchestra. And it just, it worked.
Yeah. So we're about to go to that tune, and but then really quickly, a few other things coming along. You're playing at the end of the month. I think the last Saturday of the month, you're doing a benefit.
Yeah, we're playing at the Bootio in South Perry, and that's a benefit for the Bootio, which is a really cool collective space. They do yoga, massage, I think a bunch of community meetings and support groups and stuff. So, yeah, that's the 29th. It'll be about 6 o'clock, right before the outdoor movie at the shop.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So that should be really fun for a good cause, too.
And then we're talking about we're going to have you do a kids' concert a year from now, I understand.
Yeah.
That's
so
being talked about.
We're looking at the 21st of July, 2018. So mark your calendars. That's
there you go, if you have one, for that. And then the many other things. This band, Folk Inception. On the radio, we sometimes spell things just so there's no confusion. F-O-L-K, Inception, I-N-C-E-P-T.
That's one word.
But as one word. And so the folks that I've had with me, Matt Mitchell, who's the primary writer of the songs, Heather Montgomery, and John Battelli.
I also want to give a big thanks to Chris White, who produced this album, put in countless hours and attention to detail, and it really wouldn't be the album it is without him. So nice. He's a very talented dude. We're very lucky to work with him.
Private record release party this weekend, and then the actual record release will be in a week. So let's go to the title cut of this album, Great Northern Folk Inception, and all the musicians previously alluded to.
Are we all just worried people, waiting for the day to come? I don't know why I ever bother, but I swear it's all I've ever done. Somewhere along the line, they decided to pull the tracks. 6 to 5 years these roots have grown, nobody's bothered to put them back. Sometimes I feel I'm watching from further away every day. It might be the only real option, but I'm gonna try to find myself a way. Yeah, I'm gonna try to find myself a way. My father lost a brother, my brother had a son. He looks a lot like me. We talk about life in the raven wood underneath the walnut tree. By the time the next song comes, I might be singing it out of key. The song you're singing now, it's the only one you'll ever need.
Sometimes I feel I'm watching from further away every day. It might be the only real option, but I'm gonna try to find myself a way. Yeah, I'm gonna try to find myself a way. Are we all just the worried people waiting for the day to come?
Folk Inception and their title track from their new CD, Great Northern, of that band, along with the musicians that they talked about, the orchestral musicians who played with them.